belong to what church denomination?
Baptist, ABL Baptist Church.
Okay, all right. Did any of your family ever belong to a different denomination?
No, we all was Baptist.
Why or why not? Can you think of any reason why they didn't belong to any other denomination?
No, I don't know why.
Okay. What was the minister of your church? Who was the minister of your church when you were young?
Reverend Ed Watkin, he was the minister for years. But what? We cut those. No.
Who was the minister of your church when you were young? You were saying something about Ed Watkin.
Yeah, Reverend Ed Watkin.
Okay, can you remember another minister?
And before Reverend Ed Watkin, there was Reverend McKissick, mm-hmm. was pastor.
Where did he or they live? Where did they live during that time? Can you remember?
Reverend Ed Watkin, he lived in Central, Fayette Central.
Okay. Did he have other employment besides being a preacher?
I don't know whether he did or not.
Okay. What kind of training did he have to be a preacher? Can you remember anyone talking about his training?
No, only thing I know, he was just the pastor there.
Okay. What other church were important in your community? Are there some that are no longer active? Did they have cemeteries? Where are they held? Let me get back to the first part of that.
Okay.
What other churches were important in your community?
Well, when we didn't go to Abel, we'd come to Golden View a lot.
Okay. Are there some that are no longer active? Were there any churches back then are no longer active now?
When we were children, they used to have us on a lots of programs, and we have been on a program at Old Poplar Spring.
Yeah.
And then we have been on a program up here to the Methodist Church in Central.
Mm-hmm. And what about Little Abel?
I don't remember Little Abel.
You don't remember?
I remember where it used to be, but I've never been to Little Abel as I can remember.
Do you remember Old Nebo number one?
Yes, I have been to Old Nebo number one.
Okay, very good. Did they have cemeteries?
Now, you know Abel have cemeteries.
Right.
And I think Poplar Spring, because it was down in the woods.
Yeah.
When we used to attend that church. And I think they had cemetery.
Do you remember camp meetings?
Oh, yes, we used to go to camp meetings up here to the Methodist Church in Central.
Okay. What time of year would these meetings take place, or what time of year would they have the camp meeting?
I believe it was in August. It was on
October.
Is it Yeah, I believe it was October.
It was in October?
Yeah, I think it was in October.
Yeah, okay, okay. How long did the meeting last?
Well, it would be on, I think, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
2 days.
Okay. So by that, some of the people would stay overnight in the camp meeting.
That's
okay. Okay. Can you remember who led the service, who was in charge of the service, or what kind of service did they have?
Well, my father, he was they'd always have him singing on the choir.
Yeah.
And so it would be Abel's choir, and we would sing too.
Yeah, okay. Was there other activities around the church at that time other than the regular worship service?
Well, they have worship service and they have a table with plenty to eat there. Yeah.
Okay. Did you attend singing conventions when you were young? How often did you attend? What were the singing conventions like?
Well, we used to go to a singing convention. I'm telling you, I don't remember the chickle. Our father would take us, it was that down below Anderson, some way down. I don't know where, but some church we would go to or attend at singing convention.
All right, what was the convention, the singing convention like? You know, if you would look at it, compare it with contemporary or today's singing that we have, what was theirs like?
Yeah, it was just... and have a big crowd and have these here old time hymns sing.
Okay. What was your favorite song at that time? Or favorite song in general?
My favorite song is I love the song by Save Me a Seat in Your Kingdom by Mother.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Did you ever attend singing schools when you were young? Who were the teachers?
No, I never did get to attend no singing school.
Okay. When were the singing school held? Can you remember them having singing school?
No, I don't remember them having singing school.
Okay. Were there any occasions when black and white people come together to worship?
Well, sometime at funeral, there would be some white people attend the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
That if it was somebody that they know real good, there would be white that attend the funeral.
Okay. What kind of groups were there within your church where... were there women's and men groups, or youth groups, or auxiliaries, or what did you have?
Yeah, they had auxiliaries, and then they used to have WMWA, because
okay.
I used to belong to the WMWA,
right.
And my father, he was a Mason, and my mother was Eastern Star. That's
okay.
Right.
All right, Eastern Star. Okay, so that complete that the religious section. So we'll move into the education, the fourth section, the education.
Okay.
Where did you go to school when you were a child? Where was it located? Or would you describe the building? I think I need to back up. Where did you go to school when you were a child?
Well, they had a little old raggedy building where they had out there in front of the church, Abel Church. They built a pool there after the church was, the school was tore down. But the school we used to go to, it was so open and had an old wood stove and did send the biggest boys down in the woods to gather wood so we could keep warm to make the fire in the stove. And then when it was so cold, they would have to close the school down because it was too cold to go. And then, you see, most of what went to school was farmers, and we didn't get to go to school when it comes time to plant. Your farm. Well, everybody had to lay out, and we didn't get to go to school much.
All right. How long was the school term each year? Can you remember?
Well, it would be in the winter. It would be December and January and February. Well, you see, you start farming around in March, because that's when you start to plant corn. The school would close down then, and cotton picking time, there wasn't no school.
Right.
So we didn't get to go to school much.
All right. How long was each school day when you was going? How many hours did you put in school per day?
Well, we'd go to about 8 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you were saying you had about 3 months per year for school.
About 3 months per year.
Okay. How far did you live from school?
Well, we lived, let me see if I can tell you. Did you ever know where, you know where you know where Suzanne lived now, don't you?
Yeah, right.
Well, our house was, because you growed up, we was out on the railroad.
Oh, yeah.
Right down on the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we had to walk from there out to Abel, school.
Okay, so let's say that was about a mile.
Yeah.
Approximately a mile.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who were the teachers?
Well, there was our cousin, Odessa. Odessa Williford.
Okay.
Was our teacher for a while, and then Miss Otto Singleton.
Okay.
She was our last teacher.
Okay. Where did they live?
Well, Odessa, she was our cousin. She lived with grandmother, Agnes Walker. And Mr. Otto Singleton, she lived in Clemson.
Okay. What kind of training did they have? Can you remember someone talking about where they went to school or what kind of training that those teachers had?
No, I don't know what kind of training they had.
Okay. Good. Where did your parents attend school? Can you remember them talking about going to school?
No, I don't know where they went to school. I know my grandmother, she couldn't read and write, and they had night school out at Abel for old people like that, and she would go, went out there to night school. Her and another old lady, I remember, we called her Aunt Tillery's. And let me see now. Oh, there was a and Miss Rachel Dupree and Mr. Dan Dupree and Frank Dupree. She would go out there a while
Miss who?
Doula Armstrong.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, she went to night school a while. Because I was small, though, but I used to go out there, go with my grandmother, and I'd stay out there at Aunt Tilla's house whilst she was in school, then me and her would walk back home.
Okay. How was their schooling different from yours? Was it in that much different? You know, I know you say they went to an adult class.
Yeah,
school.
That's right.
So, well, how was it different? It because they went at night?
Yeah, they would go at night.
And you went in the day?
In the day. And I don't know. Well, you see, they couldn't, one foot went. They couldn't read and write.
Okay.
And they were just taught, just like little children in first grade, just
right.
Like that.
Okay.
And just had reading and arithmetic. I don't think they had history and stuff like that.
Okay.
Just reading and arithmetic.
What do you know about your grandparents' schooling? What about some of your elder relatives? I think you'd cover that because you talk about those people who went adult school at night. Okay. How many years did you attend school? Can you remember?
No, I don't remember because we did, they didn't have no school out here at Abel a while, and we went to Central for, I guess, about 2 months up there to, went to school at Central for about 2 months to a teacher. His name was Pat Little.
Okay. So what you were saying, there was no certain laws, anything that you had to go a certain time, you had to do so many years, before you could graduate or nothing of that sort.
At that time, they didn't make you go to school. If you're farming, and if your mother and father could let you go to school, you'd go them little 3 months what time they would have school, and after that everybody would be in the field, and then if anybody was able to send the children to a high school or anything like that, they could go. But we never did go to no school. Now, I have a brother. He went to Seneca. It wasn't Seneca Institute then. It was named something else, but it was the college.
Okay.
He went, I have a brother, went to school there a while.
Okay.
But he didn't graduate.
Okay. All right.
And so I just picked up books and picked them up and just learned how to read and write.
Okay, bless your heart. Okay. A determination to get an education on your part.
Yes, right.
Who was the first person in your family to attend college?
I have a brother.
All right. Yeah, that almost addressed the question. Yeah. Yeah. And can you remember the name of that college? I know you said it wasn't called the Seneca Institute at that particular time.
No, it wasn't Seneca Institute. It was, I don't remember that. I got loss of memory.
Okay, well, no problem then. Okay, but you do know your brother did attend college.
That's right.
Okay. Can you remember this person graduating? You don't think he graduated from that school?
My brother?
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He didn't graduate.
Okay, okay.
Because he left, got him a job, and I think it was Johnson, Tennessee, he worked. Mm-hmm. On a job, I think it was cooking, wasn't it? Helping cook. Mm-hmm.
All right. Did your family have books at home, or what books did they have? Were there newspapers, magazines in your home when you were young?
Yeah, they had newspapers, and of course they didn't take magazines, but I'd get me a Bible, and I'd read that a lot.
Okay, right. That was one of your main source books that you had?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, did your teachers ever talk about Black history?
No, at that time, they didn't talk about Black history then.
Okay. Well, so if it didn't talk about Black history, it's kind of obvious it didn't talk about famous Black men and Black women.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Did they ever read to the class the work of Black authors? Did they have any kind of material about Black in your school?
No, it was just one teacher, and it would be a crowd that she had to teach all, that one teacher had to teach all the children. And they just would have a blackboard, and doing arithmetic, you would learn how to add, subtract, and multiply.
Okay, all right.
And you'd have spelling, but I don't remember too much about history.
Yeah.
And different books like that.
Right. Were the white school different from the Black school? What about when your parents were young? Were the white school different from the Black school?
Well, I heard them say it was.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay. Did you remember any educational group or organization in your community? Any kind of educational group, with certain special trainings and that kind of thing?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, all right. So I fear for a section would be social interaction. The fifth section is social interaction. What kind of organization did your older relative belong to when you were young, such as fraternities, beer society, sewing club, other meetings? How often would they meet in the community, or were there such organization in your community?
Well, I don't know of nothing, but just they would go to this these societies, I told you my father was a Mason.
Right.
And my mother was an Eastern Star.
Okay, right. Do you know if any of your members of your family voted in the 19th century?
Yeah, I used to hear my father say he would vote.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did you, older members of your family ever talk about voting other than your father, you know, other members?
No, I didn't hear none of the rest talk about voting.
Okay. Who was the first member of your family to vote?
My father.
He was the first. Okay. Okay. Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War? Do you know of any of them that was free?
Well, my grandmother, the only one I know that was a slave.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Now, my mother and father, they wasn't a slave. And my grandfather, on my father's side, I never did, and my grandmother on my father's side, I never did hear them talk about they were a slave. It's just my grandmother on my mother's side.
Okay.
Say she was a slave.
All right. Once the war was over, were there any difference between black people who had been slaves and those who were free persons or color before the war? Can you remember anything of that sort?
Well, I used to hear my father say the word.
Well, it was some different.
Some different.
Okay. What about the free person of color, free persons of color before the war? I don't know, later on we probably said something about the color, the texture, or the color of their skin, like mulattoes and this kind of thing. Okay. What did your older relative tell you about the way white people treated black?
Well, my grandmother said she used to had to do all, you know, washing and the ironing, and would work in the field, and had to stay out in a little, sleep in a little building.
Mm-hmm.
She would cook for them, but she had to take herself and eat and go out to her, couldn't eat at the table.
Yeah, right. Was there anything else that they talk about how they were treated as black?
Well, she said that from what she would talk, like, she was treated, you know, pretty good. Just like, in fact, they owned her, but yet and still they treated her nice.
Okay, did your older relatives ever warn you about white people? Did they ever tell stories to teach you to be careful around white people?
They always say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Okay. What about lynching? Do you remember hearing about lynching when you were growing up as a child? Or what did people say about them? The lynching when you was a child.
Well, I didn't hear too much to talk about lynching.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. How was black people treated by the law when you were young or when your parents were young? How were black people treated by the law when you were young or when your parents were young?
Well, if it was anything happened that they'd always blame the color instead of the white.
Okay. Okay. How did married couples in your family treat each other? Was one person the boss, or were the relationship equal?
They was equal.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, my mother and father, they They were this equal. They agreed on, you know, together.
Very good. That was good. Do you remember your older relatives ever talking about black women who had relationship with white men? What kind of relationship? How did your relative feel? How did your relatives feel about these relationships?
Well, I have heard of the when they was the one enslaved that they call them their master. They have been plenty white babies born by the colored women, and so, but. Now, you take my grandmother, she wasn't in that crowd.
Okay. How did the relatives feel? How did they react concerning these relationships? What would they say other than what you already mentioned?
Well, you see, he was the boss.
Okay.
And so it had to be all right.
Okay. When you were growing up, did black people treat mulattoes differently from...